Amanda Ong, and I am a fifth grade at Louisa May Alcott Elementary. I am going to read a summary, an excerpt from my story, Mongi the Kooky. It is about a young alien named Mongi who goes on a field trip to Earth and meets Daryl, a 10-year-old boy who lives in Seattle. Young Kookies, today we will be going on field trips to other planets. There is a list of choices over there on the board. Line up according to your choice of destination. All the Kookies hurried over to the list. However, Mongi immediately walked over to a line. He knew where he wanted to go. He wanted to go to Earth, the planet with the humans. His classmates picked their planets and walked over to the lines. Mongi was the only one at the Earth line. All right, remember to disguise yourselves. Act normally, behave. Be back by 8 o'clock p.m. You may now go. The class started to disappear. Mongi quickly pressed his tummy and disappeared too. Suddenly, he was in a room. There was a strange-looking creature sleeping on a rectangular thing. Mongi was confused. Was this Earth? He went to the creature and tapped it. Do you happen to know where Earth is? He asked. The creature opened its eyes, stared, and screamed. 10-year-old Daryl Wright couldn't believe it. He was looking at an alien in his bedroom. A real, live alien. It spoke alien, and it was multicolored. Things like this usually didn't happen to people who lived in Seattle, on the fifth story of an 8-story building. This usually happened to superheroes in the countryside. He was so surprised that he screamed. The alien shook its head furiously. It whispered something that sounded like shh and disappeared. Daryl's mom came running. What is it, honey? She asked blearily. It's 5 o'clock a.m. Nothing. Just a dream about an alien in my room. Scared me. Daryl smiled tentatively. Just so you're okay. His mom slipped out. Come on, she's gone, Daryl said. He hoped the alien wasn't gone. He could hardly see in the dark, but he could see well enough. The alien appeared again. Shod, the alien said grumpily. Don't really understand. My name is Daryl, Daryl said, enunciating slowly. The alien smacked its head and pressed its tummy. Now can you understand? The alien asked just as slowly. Daryl nodded. So, what's your name? Where do you come from? I am Mongi. I come from Cook. I am a cookie. I want to know where Earth is. Earth? It's here. Wait, I know what's next. You're going to say, take me to your leader, right? Well, my annoying older sister is downstairs. So use your space blasters and thingamajigs on her, all right? I don't mind. Hey, but don't use them on anyone else, because then you'll be in big trouble. Daryl couldn't help himself. He was so excited. Daryl continued in excitement. A cookie? Like in chocolate chip cookie? You know those crunchy things with black dots? Hey, with you, I could be the talk of the newspapers.